From the west side of Cleveland, Ohio, this is the No Loan Zone podcast on LifeWorkCareerServices.com. I'm Janet Mulpey. Today I'll be speaking with Camden Cherniske. He's a 24-year-old Clevelander who's decided to take on a summer job in Alaska. This fall, thousands of graduating seniors and college students will face a critical choice, take on more debt, or find alternate ways to fund their education. And that's because the average student loan borrower now carries nearly $40,000 in federal student loan debt. And so students are looking for creative solutions to pay their bills or pay off their loans and build work experience. And my special guest is doing just that. Welcome to the program, Camden Cherniske.
Thank you for having me.
Camden, tell us about yourself. Are you a student right now, and do you have any student loans?
I'm not currently a student, and I do have some student loans along with some personal debt.
Okay. And you're on the west side of Cleveland right now, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So for people that are not familiar with the area, what's it like for someone like you of your age trying to build a career?
Yeah. So, I mean, in this area, there's some good schools that you can go to get towards a career. But for those that, like myself, dropped out of college after a year just because I couldn't figure out what I wanted to go into, it's a bit more difficult trying to find a career path that is something that you find enjoyment in while also being able to make it a career.
Mm-hmm. What kind of like financial pressures are you facing before deciding to pursue this opportunity in Alaska?
So I have my car payments per month, my personal debt repayments. But yeah, just taking care of a lot of my personal debt, my bills. So that stacks up to about $1,500 to about $2,000 a month just in those bills then.
Whoa, that's a lot. And has that kind of freaked you out? How has that affected you?
I've been not really stressing about it as much, just because the steady income that I have is helping me pay it, but I don't have any extra income to just kind of enjoy myself and to spend money on myself or just to save money. I'm just kind of working paycheck to paycheck now. So trying to find alternatives to that is what I'm trying to do at the moment.
Okay. And one of the alternatives is going to Alaska. Tell us about the summer plans that you have.
Yeah. So I'll be going to Alaska from end of April till about mid-September. What I'll be doing there is I'll be a supervisor at the Princess Holland Tours Lodge over by Copper River.
Yeah, so they're going to be paying you a salary, I assume, right?
It's an hourly rate, but it's a consistent 40 to 45 hours a week. So it's kind of a salary. And my housing is taken care of, like my rent, because of the position that I got as a supervisor. But even still, the rent there is not that high, and the food is automatically taken care of through your paycheck as well. And they also do have a flight assistance program for those who need help getting there as well. But they have employee housing and employee meals and all that taken care of, and you can go on any of the activities you want. You can go hiking all that you want. At the very end of it, after I think they said 100 days of work, you get your choice of a cruise to go on for free.
Oh, no kidding. Really? I didn't know that. Oh, that's cool. So, are you a little kind of concerned, you know, because
I'm very excited. Yeah, I'm very excited about this. It seems like it'll be a fun new adventure to just go and explore and make money at the same time. The only thing that kind of sucks about it is that I won't be able to bring my dog with me. So I'll be without him for 6 months. But other than that, it's pretty exciting.
So typically, full-time summer jobs in the industry
people can make, like, I don't know, somewhere between $8,000 and $12,000 for a summer season. Like, what kind of goals are you trying to save a certain amount? What are you trying to do?
I'm just trying to make money to pay my bills and to put some savings away, just based off of the calculations that I did for my hourly. Just working in this location will give me $15,000 to $20,000 total. Now, some of that obviously goes towards my payments and my debt, but the rest can go towards my savings.
So is this purely a financial thing for you, or are you trying to gain some experience? Or are you just trying to get out of Cleveland? What's really motivating you to pursue this opportunity?
For me, it's mostly financial, but I do like the idea of getting out of Cleveland again. Like I had been for the last 2 years. I like to just go out and explore where I can. I lived down in Columbus for a year, and then I moved out to Philadelphia for a year, and I moved back here to Cleveland for some personal reasons, and now I'm off to another city and adventure somewhere far off away.
It sounds exciting. It really does. Can you walk us through the application process?
Yeah, so applying was very easy. I just looked up Alaskan tour jobs, and there was a variety of different places that you could apply to and positions you could apply to. And the initial position that I actually applied to was just guest services. And during my interview process, they had invited me to go into a higher paying position and a better position based on my past experience, which was very nice. But there were 50 to 100 different types of jobs that you can get between all of the locations. So it's kind of a pick your own kind of job that you'd like to do. So you're not really limited to one thing or another.
So I know you're really excited about this, but do you have like any fears or concerns?
I mean, my biggest concerns are just the wildlife there is vastly different from what I've ever experienced. So it's something that I haven't really encountered before, and I'm a bit nervous about it, but still excited at the same time. But yeah, so those are basically my only concerns at the moment. I mean, the only other concern that I have is my dog Onyx, but he'll be taken care of back here in Cleveland for the 6 months that I'm gone, which is fantastic for me.
Yeah, you know, too bad you can't bring the dog.
Oh, there.
Oh, and there's your dog right there. What's his name?
That's Onyx and Bosley. Sorry, my stepdad just got home, so they're very excited to hear him and see him.
I can hear that. Is there anything that your parents are concerned about as you are heading out to Alaska?
I mean, their biggest concerns are that I'm 3,000 miles away from them. But other than that, they're really excited to see where I go and what I do with Alaska.
Yeah, so it might be in, and I hope that when you're up there, you'll be looking around at, like, what are the other possibilities? What are the other things that people are doing up there? You know, just in case you might want to go back the following summer.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. What would you say to students that are listening to this right now, and they are on the fence about following a similar path that you're taking this summer?
I would say just take the leap. You know, it's something that you won't know until you try it. And from what I've seen and heard so far, it's a good way to accumulate a good amount of money in a short amount of time, which is what a lot of students struggle with or need assistance with. So just taking the plunge, get out there, explore, adventure, and make money while you do it.
I would love to follow you once you're in Alaska. Would you be open to talking again after you're in there in about a month? Would you be willing to do that and share what's going on?
Yeah, I'd be very happy to do that.
Okay. So anything else that you want to add?
Not much. I'm really stoked about this. I'm really excited about it. I'm really excited about this opportunity and the venture that I'm going on.
Camden, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you very much.
If you're grappling with similar financial decisions, remember that students who participate in intensive summer work programs are 13% more likely to graduate on time and typically graduate with significantly less debt than their peers. If you're interested in exploring career options or creative ways to fund your education, or would like to share your own no-loan success story, reach out to me, Janet Maltby, at lifeworkcareerservices.com. We offer free consultations and resources to help you navigate your educational journey without the burden of excessive debt. You've been listening to the No Loan Zone podcast on lifeworkcareerservices.com. Until next time, I'm Janet Maltby. Thanks for listening.